The tribes got some provisions into a climate change bill that was debated in the Senate this year. Now, with President-elect Obama pushing for climate change legislation, with a presumably more friendly Congress, the tribes are preparing their arguments for the next go-round on Capitol Hill. Brian Hoover works on air quality issues for the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Chippewa in northern Wisconsin. Hoover says a warmer climate may affect things like wild rice beds, fishing, and hunting practices. He hopes Congress will include money for the tribes so they can reduce their carbon footprint.
We would like to become more energy independent, and we would like to get our energy from cleaner sources that don't produce as much carbon into the atmosphere and greenhouse gases, such as clean ways to heat our homes, a possibility for utilizing logging residues and burning biomass in a clean way.
Not all tribes are confident there will be enough federal action on climate change. Jeff Crawford is Attorney General for the Forest County Potawatomi.
The elected officials in Washington, D.C. and the regulatory bureaucracy, if they can find a way to stall it, they will.
Crawford says states must continue with their regional efforts to combat climate change. An EPA official who's attending a climate change symposium with the tribes in Milwaukee this week declined to be interviewed about the tribes' wishes. He says an Obama transition team is looking at the EPA, and the White House will eventually set policy for the regulatory agency. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.